You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Remittances are just one aspect of immigrant life being affected by Trump's immigration policies. But as we hear frequently in the news, immigrants are having to navigate a system that changes with each new policy. Whether it's about asylum, deportation, ICE raids, keeping up with what's legal and what's not can be hard. For people here in the Bay Area, that's where Oakland-based Centro Legal de la Raza comes in. It's been providing migrants with legal representation for 50 years, helping them navigate the U.S. immigration system. And with the rules changing what seems like every couple months, they've had to increase their educational work, just explaining the law. And they found a lot of misinformation in immigrant communities. Maciel Jaques is the new managing director of Centro Legal. She joined me in studio to tell me more.
So we get questions, you know, a lot of misinformation about removal cases, which is like deportation cases, a lot of misinformation about humanitarian cases, which is like the U visa for victims of crime, T visas for victims of trafficking. We also get a lot of confusion about family-based cases, which is like visa petitions for people that are trying to bring over family members from other countries, green card applications. So I think every case has been affected, and every case requires a lot more scrutiny and clarifying for people that want to apply for them because of all of the confusion and misinformation that is coming out of the administration.
Mm. And what are some of the more recent policies that you've really had to spend some time educating people on?
I think the most recent, probably one of the bigger ones, is public charge, as far as who this affects, who it doesn't affect, when it starts.
So can you briefly tell us what that is?
Sure. So in a hopefully not confusing nutshell, one, it's not in effect yet. It starts on October 15th, and it relates to people that are applying for a green card, and it does not affect people that are applying for humanitarian-based applications. And so right now, I think any person who is who has an immigration application pending, they automatically assume that it affects them, and it does not. That's why we're advising them to consult with an attorney or a DOJ representative, because a lot of people are unenrolling in benefits that they are entitled to or their children are because they think that it affects them.
So can you explain what the new law will do?
So if you are receiving benefits for Section 8
food stamps,
welfare, food stamps, then it would likely make you a public charge.
Which means
you have financial burden on the government.
Hmm.
If you're applying for one of those, then that could affect your eligibility for whatever immigration benefit you're applying for.
Which a lot of people do because they're new in this country. They're coming, a lot of people, with nothing.
Which a lot of people do, but a lot of people also receive some of these benefits for their children. Their children are the ones who are receiving the benefits, like food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So it would not affect the parent because the child is the one who is receiving that benefit. And that's where some of the confusion comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another confusing question that a lot of people have is, if I'm applying for a U visa, does that affect me? And that falls under the humanitarian applications, and it does not affect those applications either. So it actually only ends up affecting a smaller portion of people that are applying for certain benefits, not the entire immigrant community as it's been made to seem by the Trump administration.
And, you know, that's kind of the word, right?
This is
happening. Be careful you don't, you know, apply for food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful you don't apply for Section 8 housing,
right. Because
that might affect, you know, you getting a green card.
Right. But what they hear instead is, don't apply for any public benefits because you're going to get deported. You know, that's the message that's out there right now. In actuality, that's not what the case is. So that's why, again, we're spreading a lot of this information and clarifying a lot of this information through our Know Your Rights presentations, through consultations at our office, training other service providers as to what public charge is, just to get the word out to the community that there's more to it than what the administration may be scaring them with.
And what other misinformation is out there? What are people coming to you confused about and you're finding they're just like misinformed?
There's so much, I think, clarity around what sanctuary means, sanctuary cities. So I think people sometimes assume that because they live in a sanctuary city like Oakland, San Francisco, Hayward, San Leandro, a lot of other cities and counties around the Bay Area, and, you know, it is a sanctuary state as well, I think they assume that that means that ICE will not conduct any raids. But what sanctuary means is that local police and government will not cooperate or are not supposed to cooperate with ICE. That doesn't really take into account the sheriff, the county sheriff, which is county, not city. So just education around that and also education as to what their rights are. They think that if ICE comes knocking on your door, they have to open the door. And what they don't know is that by opening the door, that you're basically inviting them to come inside. So that's why we pass out these little red cards that we have that explain, you know, you don't have to answer the door. You have the right to remain silent, you know, that the Constitution protects everyone, not just U.S. citizens.
Do they get it? Coming from countries where you really don't trust the system, mm-hmm. you don't trust police, you don't trust, you know, systems that are supposed to protect you. Mm-hmm. There's overall kind of a wariness about, you know, really, if a uniformed person or a non-uniformed person, you know, comes knocking on my door, what do you mean I don't answer the door? Mm-hmm. You know, are they getting the message?
In my experience, I think people are getting it because that's why we pass out these cards. They can carry it with them in their wallets, in their purse, wherever, and that is a reminder. Also on there is the number to ASILEP, which is our rapid response network in Alameda County. San Francisco has one as well.
So what is that? Tell me about that.
So ASILEP is a rapid response network in Alameda County where, so if there's ICE activity, people can call and report what they think is ICE conducting a raid or, you know, whatever the situation may be. We will dispatch local observers to go and verify that it is, in fact, ICE activity. If there is anyone detained, then our attorneys will, you know, contact the person in detention and hopefully represent them, get them out on bond or whatever immigration relief they need, we will assist with. But it's a 24-hour hotline. We've recently also partnered with another rapid response network, Stand Together Contra Costa, so that, you know, the community can feel that we're defending them and we're here to protect them, and they have these resources and all they have to do is call this number and someone will be able to help them. There's always a dispatcher. It's 24 hours. And so we feel like things like that, giving them the cards, we really do try to saturate the Bay Area, you know, with Know Your Rights information, mm-hmm. you know, especially in these times. I mean, like we were saying earlier, even before Trump was elected, we were doing this in anticipation of, you know, and since then it's like, every month we're having to adjust the curriculum because something else comes out or there's a new rumor. But I really do feel like people are understanding it. I think that the cards help because it's a reminder. If you have any confusion, you just look down there, you see there's a phone number, you can call them, and someone will always answer.
What would you say are your biggest challenges today?
One of our biggest challenges is all of the misinformation and the fear that is out in the community right now. The administration almost weekly puts out some new message, some new confusing message, scary message to the community where it's just trying to intimidate the immigrant population. That affects a lot of people. You know, people don't want to leave their houses sometimes. People don't want to take their kids to school. They don't want to apply for public benefits that they are entitled to. They don't want to apply for an immigration benefit because they don't want to put themselves on their radar. You know, it's just, I would say that that's probably the biggest challenge is the administration and its messaging.
You recently joined Centro Legal, but mm-hmm. it is celebrating its 50th.
Yes.
What do you think its plans are for, you know, this is a different era mm-hmm. than the time when it began, mm-hmm. you know, with different priorities and different kinds of cases, mm-hmm. but a more educated public as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of your work.
Right.
What are you as an organization thinking about going forward right now?
Yeah, so in our 50th year, you know, we're getting back to our roots, which also is something really important to me personally because I'm actually born and raised in the Fruitvale neighborhood. Yeah, and so, and actually a lot of the staff is, and some of the newer staff is as well. So for us, you know, it is personal for us because we did grow up in that area, and a lot of those people do look like our families, and these are resources that our families could have used going back 20, 30 years. And Centro has only gotten, you know, it's gotten bigger and it's gotten better. We do plan to continue to advocate for our community, for our clients in court, in courtrooms, with litigation, through civic engagement, through any means necessary where we need to let the community know that we're there for them. And we'll always be there. And we've been there for the last 50 years and we plan on being there for another 250 years.
Maciel Hakis is the new managing director of Centro Legal de la Raza in Oakland. If you or someone you know needs some free legal help, we've got their link up at kalw.org.